on her commanding officer.
Yes, she was play-acting at being a soldier in a poorly made costume, but neither came lightly to her. She had her reasons. Lorin turned to face the distant Jedi Temple, abandoned in ruins and sealed off ever since the sacking of Coruscant. Was an ominous, shadowy presence against the lights of the sky lanes and skyscrapers, like fate, ever present. Shigar waited for 5 minutes before his master appeared, as though out of nowhere, right by his side. He never heard her coming, but had learned at least not to be as startled as in the early days of his apprenticeship. That, he assumed, was the heart of this particular lesson. Some things could never be anticipated, but he could control the way he reacted to them. They stood together for a moment in the empty cloisters, staring up at the looming silver cylinder that was the Galactic Justice Center. Its lights burned brightly and never flickered once.
"You have put something in motion, Shigar," she said.
"Do you see this in the future, Master?" The foresight of Grandmaster Satil Shan was legendary and never wrong. She shook her head.
"Not this time. I received this a moment ago from Supreme Commander Stantors."
She passed Shigar a datapad, and he read the packet of information displayed there twice. It contained everything uncovered about Dow Striver, Lima Zandret, and the Cinzia in the previous hours. Someone had been busy, he thought.
"The Huts certainly recognize an opportunity when they see one," he said,
wrapping the new data around everything he had already gleaned about the Mandalorian, the Black Sun, and the attack on Lorin Moxla.
"The Cinzia gives Tassar Barish 2 plays for the price of one," his master said. "To the administrations of the Republic and the Empire, the primary concern is the ship's origin. Where it came from matters much more than its purpose or what it contained. We all know that the Republic is desperate for resources, and any new world will aid its cause. It goes without saying that Supreme Commander Stantors will pursue this matter further on that ground alone. From the point of view of the Jedi Council, however, the situation is precisely reversed. The Huts are auctioning more than just information. There's the cargo of the ship to consider, too. The object they're selling presumably has some recognizable value, but as yet we do not know what it is. It could be anything. We can't ignore the possibility that they have stumbled upon something critical to the Jedi Order. An artifact, perhaps, or a weapon. Many are spoken of in ancient records, but are yet unaccounted for. Just one might make a difference in the war against the Emperor."
"It could be a Sith artifact," he said,
knowing full well that the forces of the enemy had their own arsenals, as ancient as the Jedi Order's.
"That's also a possibility. We must therefore do everything in our power to ensure that this thing the Huts have, whatever it is, does not fall into the wrong hands."
"It's already in the wrong hands," he said.
"That's true. But Tassar Barish only recognizes one side, her own. I have no fears of her using this find directly against us. Still, we need to know more about it, and soon. That's where you come in, Shigar."
Shigar studied his master's face. He'd felt that the conversation was more than idle chat, but he hadn't expected an active role in the situation.
"I will do anything you wish, Master."
"You will go to the court of Tassar Barish and uncover everything you can